fine. Yankee can do with it whatever he wants.
I have my job.
He sets up. You know, it's very nice. I walk in the morning, everything's set up, I get watered. Very nice. Very appreciative. Appreciated. I started the conference. Misha, I'm already nuzzer, right? Zug the Mishnah. Mishnah Chavamid Beis. New Perek. This Perek deals a lot with Hatfasa, people hanging on to each other, and then extends from there. Misha, I'm already nuzzer. Somebody said, I am a nuzzer. Mishama Chavere Vamer Vani Vani. And then two people heard, and they said, Vani Vani. And the Gemara is going to concentrate on the fact that the Mishnah gave us two, not one, two, not three. Kulam Nazirim. They're all Nazirim. Hutzer Rishon, the first guy, removes his Naziris. Hutzer Kulam. That unties, and they all are Mutzer. Hutzer Achren, the last guy does it. Achren Mutzer Kulam Asurim. Right? The first guy, they all hung on to him. They were typhus in him. They are like him. He's no longer a Nazir. Now, this works by Hatarah. We're not going to get into Hatarah. That will be a sugya in the Gemara. But Hatarah, because the Chacham makes it that the guy was never a Nazir. So if he was never a Nazir, the guy that said Vani was walking in the street and said Ani. Does it mean anything? It only meant something because there was somebody with a Nazir and he's saying, I also. That's what Ani means. I also. I also is only when it's also, not when it's without also. So therefore, remove the first one, it's like dominoes. They all fall. The second one, the last one, he's removed. He doesn't, nothing happens. Nothing happens to anybody else. Nobody depended on him. Nobody was typhus, grabbed on, held on to him, and therefore he doesn't affect anybody else. Dr. Rush, Mishamarani Nazir, Mishamachavaravam, Vani, Mishamachavaravam, Rani. This means there's three total people. The original, number two, number three.
Rabbi, can I just ask a...
Yes.
My factual question is, did the third person say, did the third person hear number two, or did the third person also hear number one?
Okay, so this is a great question, because the Gemara is going to spend Amma dealing with this, but he heard number one. The question is, what you're really asking, is the third person saying, I'm like the second, or is the third person also saying, I'm like the first?
Right.
Difference would be if the second person removed his Naziris. Does that affect the third person? Because is the third hanging on to two, or is the third also hanging on to one? That'll make a difference. We'll see in the Gemara. The Gemara spends an Amid on this question.
Okay.
Kulam Mutarin, Shakulam Tuyambai, because they all depend on him. I'm Irani Nazir. The person said Irani Nazir. Rishama Chaveirai, and his friends heard. Yamari said, Pikapiv, my mouth should be like his mouth. I believe the next words are or. I don't know what Arsko says. Visari Kasarai, or my hair should be like his hair. Harizan Nazir. Now, there'll be two pshatim in this on Chavalapamid Beis. Whether he has to say the word Pikapiv Biyayan and Sari Kasarai Bitaglachas. Or, Pikapiv is enough. Now remember, he's not walking down the street and say, my mouth like his mouth. It's meaningless. He's a Nazir just became a Nazir. And this guy said, my mouth is like his mouth. Now, is that enough to be a Yad for Neder, for Naziris? That means he wants to be a Nazir? Or does it mean, not enough, that he has to say, my mouth like his mouth for wine, which is a way of accepting the Naziris. This will be a discussion of Kabbalah and Beis, so we will leave it for there. I just mentioned it. Hareini Nazir, Mishama Ishtai V'amar Vani. He said he's a Nazir. His wife heard and said, and I. Meferes Ishla, he can cancel hers, Shalai Kayim, right? Because his is not dependent on her. She's dependent on him. He can remove her dependency by being made for the netter. He still remains the Nazir. His cancellation of her does not affect his own.
That's kind of obvious.
Okay. Harei Nazira B'Shamar Vani. What if she says, I am a Nazir, and he says, and I? Now, this might be a Chiddush, might not be a Chiddush. We'll see how you take it. Eina Yochel Ofer. by agreeing, by saying, and I, he's validating her Naziris. Because without validation, how can he hang on to her? So by saying, and I, he's saying, I'm agreeing to you, and I. And therefore, he no longer can be made for her because he was Mekayim. And the Gemara is going to discuss this as well, so we like to leave things to the Gemara. Hareini Nazir V'at. He says to her, I am a Nazir, and you. Now, and you can be, and you? And you can be, and you. Not that he can make her a Nazir, but he's offering the possibility. It could be a question, it could be a statement. Usually a question, because he can't do it without her permission. How can he make his wife a Nazir? But Amra Amen, that she's still, he's still not dependent on her. Mefer Shlo'av Shlo'ikayim. He can say, well, I'm canceling your Naziris. I mean, I think he's a little cruel. Asked her if she wants to be a Nazir, she says yes, and he cancels it. But that's between him and her. It's not my business. I'm not their marriage counselor. But the he's made for a shalah, and his is not affected. Hareini Naziris Vata. She says, I am a Nazira, and you? We have her amen. Any other. That's a tacit approval. By saying Vani to her, he's approving her Naziris. Zakdarash. Hareini Nazir Vishama Ishta Vamir Vani. Mayfer law shalaikayim. She'e nizrai talib nizra. His naziris does not depend on hers. She'u nazir tchila. He was first. Hareini nazira v'shama b'ayla v'amir v'ani eni yochel v'afer lo. She'v ha'i mayfer shalah, ha'i gam nizrai batal. If he was made for hers, he would be going off too, because he depended on her, because it's tiny b'rei shpirkin. Hutar arishin hutru kulam. Uchsev lo yachol dvarai. Hu eni meichol v'atzma. He can't cancel his own. So if he cancels hers, right, he's canceling his, and you can't cancel yours. Hareini Nazir Nazir V'at V'amra Amen. Sol Oysem Gam Hid Tirtza. He asked, do you want this Nazir V'amra Amen? Mevru Shalom Shalai Kayim. She'ei Nizrai Talib Nizra. Again, his does not depend on hers. Hareini Nazir V'ata. Sol Oloi. She asked him, Im Gam Hu Raitza Liyas Nazir. You want to be a Nazir? V'amra Amen. Because he made his depend on hers, and therefore it's like approving hers. Zag de Gemara. Yasev Rish Lakish Kameh Rabbi Yehuda Nisiyah.
Rabbi, can I just ask a, can I ask a question before we start the Gemara portion?
No problem.
Can he get, this is the husband now, that he has, she has asked him and he has agreed, so he's kind of trailing her Naziris now. Can he, or can any of the second people, go and get their own Naziris revoked without affecting number one?
Yes, yes. 1 minute. So the first, no, the first can't, because if the first does, the dominoes fall.
And no, I don't mean number one. I mean number two on all of these. Can they independently get their own, or are they tied forever?
No, okay. Yes, they can. They're only tied in their acceptance of it.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yasev Rish Lakish Kameh Rav Yehuda Nisiyah. Rish Lakish was sitting in front of Rav Yehuda Nisiyah. But Yasev Kamani was saying, now he's understanding that what's happening here is they're all hanging on to number one. So two is saying, I'm like one, and three is saying, he's like one, right? So therefore, you can only do that while you're within Tech de Dibur of one, meaning once, let's say it's, let's make up that Tech de Dibur is 6 seconds, 8 seconds. After 8 seconds, whatever one said doesn't, is not pertinent anymore. So at that point, if somebody would say, and I, it wouldn't mean anything because the first statement doesn't count anymore. A statement lasts for the amount of Tech de Dibur afterwards. So during that statement's lasting power, somebody can say, and me, and me, and me. But once you get past that amount, then the and me doesn't have anything to hang on to because it dissipated, the words dissipated. Now, it's a very hard thing to understand because anybody standing there can understand 10 seconds later that the guy says, and me, he also meant the first guy. But what we're saying is, that there has to be a dibur that's still there that he's hanging on to. And after Tech de Dibur, that dibur becomes not, it's gone, and therefore cannot be hung on to. That's what the Gemara is saying. Let's read the Rush. Dr. Rush. This is a big machloikas. Is Tachdei Dibur Shalom Alecha Rebbe Umayri or Shalom Alecha Rebbe? Is it three words or four words? There's an interesting shot in the Turi Evan, who is very bothered by this, because he says every word is longer or shorter. Three words can be three long words. Three words can be very short words. So and there's no amount of time given. The amount of time given is three words. So he wants to say it's 72 letters. Whatever the amount, I forgot to write that in count. The amount of letters of Shalom Alecha Rebbe Umayri, he counts four words. That's Tachdei Dibur. No matter how many words you get in during that time, that's Tachdei Dibur. Because it's the amount of letters, Chazal said it's the amount of saying Shalom Alecha Rebbe Umayri. So that's the amount of time. So count the letters, and the amount of time it takes to pronounce those letters, that's Tachdei Dibur. So if you have three long words, you can't get three words in, and if you have three very short words, you can get four in. That's what he wants to say. It's a Chiddush, the Rishayim don't say this, this is the Turi Evans home shot. That's a big machlokes. Mishnah Berurah paskens, this is the Gei Halacha. Many times. Mishnah Berurah paskens, three words, not four words. He cites himself, Mishnah Berurah in one place says four words, other places he says three words. The Hachra of Chaim Kanievsky and others is that the Halacha is three words.
Why is it so important, this Tachdei Dibur? For instance, the guy's walking down the street, the second person sees him and he says, I want to be like him. And he became a Nazir 3 hours ago. And he didn't hear a word from him, but he knew that he was a Nazir.
See, because there's a big difference in what you said and what the Mishnah says. There he said, I want to be like him. Here it said, and I.
Meaning that he had that's a clarification.
Isn't it? Which is more clear to us?
Do I want to be?
And I. What does and I mean?
They said there's two meanings.
So therefore, again, therefore, if it's Tachdei Dibur, it means I want to be.
Only mean that.
That's what we're saying. And if it's not Tachdei Dibur, it means nothing.
Okay.
Whereas I want to be like him is a whole statement.
Okay, and if a person wants to stretch out the time amount, can he say, person says he wants to be a Nazir. The second person says, I want to think about it for a minute.
It's past Tachdei Dibur. There it is. That's why the case of the Mishnah is and I, which is short. Vani, by the way, in Hebrew it's even shorter. Vani. Not even and. The V is the and. In English it's two words. In Hebrew it's one word. Vani.
So he doesn't have time to think about it. He has to do it just like this.
He doesn't have to do anything. It's a free country. Nobody asked him to become an Nazir. And if he wants to become a Nazir, he can make his own Kabbalah 5 minutes later or a year later.
In other words, he would have to make his own Kabbalah if he wants to become a Nazir.
Exactly.
Okay.
There's nothing wrong in thinking. We encourage people to think all the time.
So if someone says, I want to be like him an hour later, who says
this
is your original
Zirat? Fine. So that's the beginning of the Masechta. What's considered a Yad? What's not considered a Yad? I'm not going there. I was assuming that he would like him, that it is. But it has nothing to do with this Mishnah, is what I was trying to say. We had it before. If a guy says, aha, when a Nazir is walking in front of him, we say he means to be a Nazir. Even though all he said is, aha, I want to be. That was at the beginning of the Masechta. That's,
That's a new Kabbalah, right?
Yeah. I want to be.
Everybody knows what he's talking about, or he knows someone.
Well, the Nazir is walking in front of him. And we're not learning the beginning of the Masechta over again. I mean, nothing against it. Hazara is great. But that was also in the beginning of the Masechta, what is considered a Yad, what is not considered a Yad. I didn't tell. Usually they say Chidushim, there's nothing wrong. Exactly. Who is your Tavis to Zakhtar Rash, but after the Diva, the Hainan Shalom Alecha Rebbe, the Mepharish, the Shilas Talmud, the Rav, and Gimu Tavis. He'll go Gimu Matzvah and Bereshin. You can only have three Vanis. Once you pass three Vanis, the fourth one is past Tachdei Dibur. Avogadol boy, scribe Siku Begimel. Now, this is assuming that they're all hanging to number one. Again. Now, what you're saying, the Gemara will get to.
Does the Shaila also have to, I mean, when he's matched by Chacham?
Before you ask the question, just one thing clear. This is assuming, this Gemara is assuming, it'll be a discussion as we go along, that when the guy, third guy says Vani, he means like one. Not like two. Because if he meant like two, then the chain can continue to 1,000. Because they're all tested in Hebrew. It's only because we're assuming that Vani means like one. The first Vani meant like one, the second Vani meant like one, the third Vani meant one. That's what the Gemara is assuming now. Therefore, Rish Lakish says, you're limited to three. Yes,
but the Hatarah, it's not like the Chacham saying, your mutter and him and also. He's not mutter all three.
Why are we talking about
I know,
about
but I'm saying. But I'm asking, how does that come? Why does it work like dominoes? I mean, they already become a Kabbalah and Naziris. They're 15 days into their Naziris. They're in a different city. How do they know that there was mutter? How does this work?
Well, they do it on a WhatsApp. I mean, if you want to find out how they find that information, we live in an information world, right? You asked me how to say how far why is that halachically true? What is your question?
Yeah, why is halachically true? What do we know?
Because number two said he wants to be like one. If one was never a nazir, how can two be a nazir?
Because now I'm mekabel on a nazir, I'm now an independent person.
One minute. How are you mekabel your naziris?
That's good for Kabbalah.
How is the second guy, I don't like to say you, how is the second guy mekabel naziris?
Kabbalah, I understand. Not Atara. I just don't understand
why.
Go
back. Let's try it again. Let's say that Reuven thought that Shimon was a Nazir. He thought Shimon said, Areini Nazir. He thought, made a mistake. Shimon said, Areini crazy. And Reuven heard, Areini Nazir. And Shimon said, Ani. Is Shimon a Nazir?
So that's totally in Yad. It's not a Yad, no. He's not.
Okay.
It's not.
Why? He wants to be an Uzzer. 15 days later, he finds out that he never said he's an Uzzer. He said he's crazy.
I mean, if he acts like an Uzzer and smells like an Uzzer, he's an Uzzer. I mean, if he
an Uzzer?
In his head, well.
I don't care if it's head. I want to know how logically he's an Uzzer. Can he bring Kabbalah to Zerah?
I don't know, but I would say no. Probably not.
Why? Because the first guy was never a Nazir.
Right.
What happens if 15 days later the first guy is matter than Naziris? Was he ever a Nazir?
No.
So then how could Shimon's Naziris work? It's like he said he's crazy instead of I'm a Nazir.
Because he was matter at Lemafreya, so
isn't
it never worked.
Isn't
that Tara
the Dharam Lemafreya?
Okay. So, because it's all dependent. I hear now. Okay, I understand it now.
Okay, that's all. I'm alive. Back to the Gemara. Oh, sorry. The Kamatech de Dibur, Kadesh Shai L'Shalom. The Kamatech de L'Shalom, Kadesh Shai L'Shalom Talmud L'Rav, how a Talmud greets his Rebbe. I'm alive. So, Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya said, Suv, I think it means sit. What does he say sub means? The Rush doesn't have the Girsa sub. He has the Girsa su.
He says,
you have not given leeway to
okay,
student.
So he's translating su. Su lo shavkes ravcha l'tamida. That means you're not giving leeway to a Talmud. Meaning, the Rebbe walks by. He gives his Rebbe shalom, and now he can't say Vani anymore. If you say that it's limited to within three words, you're taking away the ability of a Talmud greeting a Rebbe. And the whole business of Ketzech Dei Dibur is to never interrupt the Talmud greeting his Rebbe. And now you're saying that if a guy wants to be like number one, he can't do it because he has to greet his Rebbe who just walked by. Therefore, he says, you get four. You get one after Tachdei Dibur. You have to have the ability to greet your Rebbe and still do what you want to do. So Rebbe Yehuda Nasiya is saying, Tachdei Dibur is three, but you get right after Tachdei Dibur. Because the purpose is you should be able to greet your Rebbe. Zakhtar Rash. Zakhtar Rash, no questions still after the Rash. Amal Esu, L'shavkas Rav Kalutamida, Shimpagra Be'Rabba, if his Rebbe comes, V'nasa L'shalom, L'yukha L'hatras V'yisa Shinad L'fanav. That means you're making it unable for the fourth guy, for the guy who sees his Rebbe, says Shamalach a Rebbe, and then says Vani. Too late. Why? Attaching yourself to Tachdei Dibur, meaning the fourth word, is also Tachdei Dibur. Tachdei Dibur is not three, but it's four. Because that way you can greet your Rebbe and still be Mani. Now, to understand this, it works much better according to Shittas Rabbi Nutab, meaning when Masechtas Nedarim, the question was, why does Tachdei Dibur work? What is the source of Tachdei Dibur? You said it. It's over. What does Tachdei Dibur do? The halacha is you can change your mind, Tachdei Dibur. Why? So the Ran learned, and that's the easier understanding, that a person doesn't really make up his mind till a number of seconds after he speaks. You speak without complete agreement. It's like you automatically reserve a right to withdraw within a certain amount of time. And that certain amount of time is a short time, but it's a time. That's how the Ran says the Svara is. And therefore, the Gemara said over there, by Kedushin, by Gerushin, by Vedazara, by Megadev, there's no Tachdei Dibur. Because those things a person doesn't do till he makes the final decision. But 99% of everything else, he speaks before he thinks completely. He speaks while he's thinking, not completely committed. So if you learn it that way, so then the fact that his Rebbe might walk by, again, the whole thing is based on the fact that your Dibur extends by a certain amount of time. It has really nothing to do with whether the Rebbe walks by or not. But Rabbi Tam learned it was the Takanas Chachamim. The whole Tachdei Dibur was the Takana that the Rabbana made. And they said that since a Rebbe might walk by, and we don't want students not greeting their Rebbe, we will give a three-word leeway for people to be able to greet their Rebbe and still change their mind. So Zakhtar Yudin Nisiyah, so why doesn't he get a fourth second? Because he has to be able to greet his Rebbe and change his mind. If the purpose was to allow him to greet his Rebbe, so you have to give him a second after that, because if not, you've taken away the purpose of it. Now, according to Rabbeinu Tam, this Gemara makes a lot more sense. According to the other Shita, I don't really understand why you should get the fourth second in case your Rebbe walks by. The problem with Rabbeinu Tam, and this is not my problem, the Ran's problem, is this Nazir is going to bring a carbon. If the only right of Kedei Dibur is rabbinic, biblically it means nothing. So why is this Nazir bringing a carbon? Where is also many other derises depend on Kedei Dibur? Why, if it's only rabbinic? That's the Kasha Rabbeinu Tam. The other way of learning is a great way. Nobody makes a decision. That's why you can change your mind. But why would it have to do over here that you should get a fourth second in case your Rebbe walks by?
Well, I already walked by. The Rebbe said you want to be another. Rebbe's the one that said that?
No.
To say Avani and move to your Rebbe.
Your Rebbe walked by. He's here and Shomer like a Rebbe.
At that same exact moment.
You better say that. But your Rebbe just walked by.
But how does he say Ani?
Again, you're the third guy. Okay, it's not so simple. That's what the Gemara is saying. I hear your question. I don't have a good answer. Yes. I mean, I think the pshat is, the only pshat I can think of is if you feared Rebbeim the way they feared Rebbeim, maybe you wouldn't even say a word before you said Shalom Alecha Rebbe.
You don't say Ani, and you say take on your own Nazirus. It's a big deal.
The question is, should it be Ani count? He says, if you didn't see it, says, we have to allow Vadi to count even if your Rebbe walks by. That's what he's saying. I hear your question. I don't have a better shot. Maybe Archko says something that nicer than that. Yes. Rabbeinu Archko. I haven't really used them lately, my Rabbeinu Archko. Yes.
What did
Rabbanu Tam learned the whole concept of Tachdei Dibur was rabbinic takana. that you shouldn't hesitate to greet your Rebbe. So therefore, we allow you to change your mind within Tzachi De Dibor, so you shouldn't hesitate to greet your Rebbe.
You have to verbally change your mind.
Yes.
Because the same thing with Kiafli Neder?
No. Anything.
Why do you have
I'd be a business. Because why do I verbally? Because I said.
Nobody's listening.
Here. I make a business transaction, and I want to change my mind to Tzachi De Dibor. I just did the transaction.
But nobody has to hear you change your mind.
Yes, you do, because if I do a business transaction, I can a week later it's that I change my mind right afterwards.
Someone has to hear you say it.
You have to tell the guy I'm changing my mind. How can you change your mind with something that affects somebody else and not tell him?
I'm talking about the number two person.
You're talking about Naziris, you're talking about any other time. A type of Naziris is not only by Naziris.
The number one person who's a Nazir, and you're saying, and the person says, I want to be like him. The first person has to hear you? Someone has to
No. Because then you're under a Rabbeinu Shlomo.
Right, but you still have to do it verbally when you say, I changed my mind.
No, you don't. First of all, nobody's changing their mind in this Gemara.
I know that.
So why are you talking about changing your mind?
Okay, so someone has, other than Hashem, which is a big deal. You have to say it out loud even if no one hears you.
Any Kabbalah's Naziris has to be said out loud.
Because of Kiyafi Ned.
Yes.
And so changing your mind, does that also have to be said out
yes.
loud because of Kiyafi
Yes, yes, yes. But we're not talking about changing mind here in this sugya.
I know.
Dr. Gemara Tanya,
really? I didn't hear Dr. Harris' question, but is number three... I have to be in Tzachi De Dibor number one. There's two of them.
That's what Rish, again. I said it three times. I'll say it a fourth time. The Gemara is assuming they're all counting. They're all attaching to number one. If they're all attaching
screen.
To number one, it has to be Tzachi De Dibor of number one.
So how do you? That's more. Isn't that more words? More time?
No.
It's still within. It's still within the same
three
time.
Vani is three words.
Say at the same time.
Yeah. Okay, got
that
it.
What happened?
Okay.
You got 100 people saying at the same time. But the Gemara has it as a domino. Two after one, three after two.
After that, the reason it didn't report that is because it's not possible.
That's what Rish Lakish is saying. And Behuda Nasi is adding one more. He says you get four.
Not because people are quicker.
He waited. It doesn't count after Kedei Dibor. Because you can't catch on to somebody unless you're within Kedei Dibor. Dr. Rush, Tanya Nami Achi, I'm sorry, I didn't finish the price of a comic de Dibur. The Shila Shalom Talmud L'Rav, which the Rosh learns is three words. The Rosh, Tanya Nami Achi, Mishav Arani Nazar, Mishav Chaver, Mishav Kedei Dibur, who was the Chaver Mutter, Alma Kivin the Shal Kedei Dibur, Abba Bishamar Benanis Samach Luk de Dibur, even if it's, I don't know if you have this Rosh, I have it in parentheses, no, I don't know if I have it in parentheses, no, I don't. Abba Bishamach de Dibur, Le'am Akulam, Rak Batech Dibur, Kay Nearly. Now he changes K-Nirali to K-Rish Lakish. That's what he changes it to.
What's the Kiddush here?
It's a Bryce that said exactly what Rish Lakish said.
No
Kiddush. No, I don't.
It's a Bryce like Rish Lakish. Tanya, Nami, Hachi. We learned so. Every time you have a Tanya, Nami, Hachi, there's no Kiddush. It adds a brisa to the mix. I mean, there can be other chidushim in the brisa, but the part we want is the raya to the amira. Zag the gemara lema messiah le. Let us see if we can bring a raya from our mishnah. Now, okay, let me try to explain this. Well, let me read it and then try to explain it. Tanya, let me Messiah, Mishama Reini Nazir, our Mishnah, V'shamech aver v'amer v'ani v'ani. So how many anis are there? Two. V'sulai. No more. Now, three is like two. That's an obvious. There's no reason to say three. Once you say two, you're saying we can work Tachdei Dibur. Once you're saying you can work Tachdei Dibur, then that's saying three. But if you go past three, the Mishnah should have said four to teach me that extra chiddush that you get one past. Three is like two. There's no benefit to saying three over two. Because if two works, that means you're saying it works Tachdei Dibur. And since it works Tachdei Dibur, there's no difference two and three.
I understand.
Again, let's listen to the Mishnah. Mi shama reini nazir. V'shama chaver v'amer v'ani, v'ani.
There's only three people. There's an initial guy and then two after.
Right. Now, why does it say two?
Because that's only two is
the Kedei Dibur. That's not true. Three is Kedei Dibur. That's not three is Kedei Dibur.
Where are the three people saying that?
Three words after the first guy finished. The three v'ani is allowed. There it says, once you know two, three follows. Why does two work? Why does the second guy work? Because he's within Tachdei Dibur.
He also
works. Again, let me... Why does the second one work? So therefore the three works. The Mishnah didn't have to tell it to me. By teaching me two, three is automatically included. Because we know Tachdei Dibur is three words. To teach me Tachdei Dibur. Because
we know that
already. How?
You just said
we know that it's three words, but we don't know that makes a difference in this Mishnah. We don't know that the Bivyanis have to do with Tachdei Dibur.
By saying only two, that tells you teaches.
Well, how does the second one work? So if you say that automatically includes the third.
There's a space of time. The time the second guy said Vani, this is a third person. Not a
immediately, guy. Immediately.
Yeah, it takes time until that guy
again.
Himself.
Let's try this again. The Mishnah that talks about Vani are talking about people that are saying it immediately after each other, because that's why it works. Because it's Tachdei Dibur. If it take time, then it's not Tachdei Dibur. So the whole supposition of this Mishnah is that they're saying Tachdei Dibur of the first guy. So by saying that the second guy works, you're allowing Tachdei Dibur to work here. That automatically we would figure out that the third guy works. There would be no Chiddush in the Mishnah telling me three over two. However, if you hold a community Nesia, that you get one past Tachdei Dibur, then there would be a Chiddush in the Mishnah to list four, because that would be teaching me a new chiddush that you can have post Kedai Dibur. And that, the Mishnah didn't tell me, is a riot to Rish Lakish. The fact that the Mishnah... What?
You don't get an extra one?
You don't get an extra one. Because the extra one should have been mentioned then. Because two doesn't tell me four. Two tells me three.
Three wouldn't pay a four either.
What?
Three wouldn't pay a four either.
Exactly. So it should have said four. Zuck the Gemara Nachamon. Leiv Mesayle, Misham Areni Nazir Misham Chaver VaMevani Vani, V'Sulai, no more than that, which means three, no more. Dr. Rush, Leiv Mesayle, VaMevani V'Sini Sulai, Alma Derevi Eini Yagel Hatras, Kibin Shu Akher Kedei Dibur, like $20 Vani doesn't say four. Ayil Rishalke Shlo Itzruk, why doesn't Rishalke Mishnah say three? Dr. Rush, Rishalke Shlo Itzruk LeMisni. Doesn't have to say Gimel. The mills of the Pshita, that's the Nibur, the Nibur dummy. The Kibin, that's meaning the Beis Matrisin, Umatarin, changes the word, Gatarasai. The two can catch on, and they are Mutra when the first one removes it. Memeli Adina, the Adin Gimel. Avla Behuda Nisia, Havalele Misni Dalit, Ulashmina, the Matrisin, Samuk, the Gdei Nibur, Katar, the Nibur dummy. That even after Gdei Nibur is Gdei Nibur. That would have been an extra Kiddush. The Mishnah didn't say that. Two and three is the same. Four is different.
You see, what is the Kiddush?
That you have one post Kedei Dibur.
Why?
Because he's... I'll tell you why. I can't explain it.
No. Just why?
Because his Rebbe walks by, he should be able to say Shalom like a Rebbe and then say Vani. So therefore, he says Tarchei Deidibra means plus the second afterwards.
Yeah, but I understand, but what happens if Rebbe walks by the first time?
Well, I didn't understand you.
Why is the Rebbe walking?
He happens to be walking by.
No, I understand, but he's walking by the third guy, right?
He's walking by the first guy.
Oh, good. Okay. And the first guy? How does the first guy, the Sevan, the...
Who says the first guy is even greeting the Rebbe? It might not be his Rebbe.
He is his Rebbe.
Yeah.
Well, I'll take on the deer.
Yeah, right, but if it's the first... You'll get... That guy, the first guy, will get one. He'll be able to do it because of his Rebbe, right? He's going to be able to get it because of his Rebbe, correct?
Again, you're making a supposition that all the guys are greeting the Rebbe here. That's your supposition that you just made. That the first guy accepted the Zeris, right? And then number two, greeted his Rebbe. And number three, greeted his Rebbe. And number four, greeted his Rebbe. And number five, all greeted his Rebbe. That's your supposition. The supposition the Gemara makes is that number two did not greet his Rebbe. He said Vani right away. Number three could have said Vani right away, but his Rebbe walked by. So he had, when the first guy said it, the Rebbe didn't walk by after number two. The Rebbe walked by as number one. So instead of saying Vani right away, which would have been number three, he didn't. He said Shomalecha Rebbe and then said Vani. So therefore, we give him a fourth. That's what Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya said. I didn't understand Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya. I said that right away. I said I have trouble understanding it. I'm not trying to explain it any better than I explained it before. But that's what he said. According to him, the Mishnah should have said four. It would have taught me that extra chiddush. Because Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya is saying even if your Rebbe doesn't walk by, you get four. Because that's what Tarchei Deidibra means, a fourth one. That's a chiddush. The Mishnah should have told me that. Two and three are the same. Four is different.
So the fifth one says, Shalom Aleichem Rebbe, Vani, doesn't work.
It does. If he starts Shalom Aleichem Rebbe as soon as the first guy finished. And for the Gemara. So the Rush said, you're making a mistake. Now, what the Gemara is going to do here is it's not usually done this way. The Gemara is saying, you're assuming that everybody's hanging on to number one. That's not the case of the Mishnah. The case of the Mishnah was, number two said Ani, number three said I'm like two, number four when he says Ani means I'm like three, and he can go on and on and on. There's no limit. That's why the Mishnah only said two. The Mishnah is trying to teach me a chain. One, two to one, three to two. Now, go figure it out yourself. There's no limit now. There's no Tarchei Deidibra. Because everybody is within Tarchei Deidibra of the one he's hanging on to. Four is Tarchei Deidibra 3, five is Tarchei Deidibra 4, and he can go on to 1,000. The Mishnah is not telling me they're all hanging on to number one. They're hanging on to each other. And since they're hanging on to each other, there's no Tarchei Deidibra in play in our Mishnah. Therefore, this Mishnah doesn't prove a thing. Because the whole Mishnah was predicated, the whole proof was predicated, that in everybody is trying to be like one. Therefore, Tarchei Deidibra is a player. If everybody is trying to be like the one before them, then Tarchei Deidibra is not a player here. They're all like the one before them. Nothing to do with the first one. Three is like two, four is like three, five is like four. Therefore, there's no reason to say more than two. Two creates the chain. Two is like one, and three is like two. Now you know the rules. Carry it out yourself. If that's what they're doing, that's what the Gemara is answering. It's no proof to Rish Lakish, because the Mishnah might not be talking about they're trying to be like one. The Mishnah is talking about they're trying to be like each other. Dr. Rush. The one before them. Tanaki Rukla Lechelezel. I feel you have a Tani Dalad, the Shemina Mine, the Samuk Lechelezel Dummy. Had it said four, we wouldn't have learned it anyway. The Sphere Lady Tana de Masnissen, the Tana de Mishnah holds, the Chad Bechavre Mitzvahs. Each one is hanging on to the one before him. But Liberation, the Kivan de Lainafkala Midi, Minay, there's no chiddush in four. There's no reason to say four. No reason to say three. Because they talk to the rules. All you need is two people. Two and three. Meaning one and two. That hang on to the first guy. Zuck to Gemara.
What?
Lazel Velisni. Tani Karukla Laksha Velazel Velisni. Sorry, Laksha Velazel. Is he a peddler that he has to list everything he has? Lazel means to go. To count and go on, meaning to read his whole list. Frek to Gemara Velisni Chad. Velashminan Hachi. Velashminan. What's the Bach say? Gotta find the Bach. Meaning, say one. Say two said I'm like one. That teaches me that each one grabs to the other guy. Why do we need a middle guy? Why do we need the first guy, the second guy, and the third guy? Just teach me the second guy is like the first, and I'll figure out that the third guy is like the second. I don't need the Mishnah to tell me the third guy either. So to Gemara Chanami, you're right. We could have learned that rule even without it. But Mishum Detani Sefer, Hutter Harish and Hutru Kulam. If the first guy removes his Naziris, everybody's Naziris is gone. Hutter Akran, Akram Mutter Bekulan Asurim. But if the last guy removes Naziris, everybody is Asur. Now, Miklau, the Ikem Tsoi, Rishon and Akran insinuate that there's more than a first and a last. You don't say first and last on two people, you say first and second. It's not always, but that's usual. Achron tells me that there's a middle guy. Therefore, the Mishnah gave you a case of a middle guy. Why? Because what happens if the middle guy removed his Naziris? Right. The first guy removes his Naziris, it all goes down. The last guy removes his Naziris, only he goes off. What if the middle guy removed the Naziris? Now, the Mishnah doesn't mention a middle guy, but it insinuates that there is a middle guy. If he removes his Naziris, anybody below him is off, anybody above him is still a Nazir. Therefore, the Mishnah says the case of three to tell me we're talking about three, not two, because we want a Rishon and Achron and Nemtsoi.
Let's say the first one was Butcher, Rishon, and Butcher, right?
Right.
Now, Butcher, Rishon means he went to the...
To the rabbis.
The rabbi said...
Yamutalach, mutalach, mutalach.
Right?
Whatever you need. He says, mutalach, mutalach, mutalach.
So, even though the second guy had his time and his lumdus is different, it doesn't matter. That's a chiddush.
The second guy said, again, we went through this a few minutes ago. Let's say the first guy never said he's an usher. He said, I am smart. And the second guy thought he said he's an usher. And he said, and I. Is he an Uzzer? He wants to be an Uzzer. He thought he was becoming an Uzzer, but he didn't become an Uzzer, because the first guy's not an Uzzer. If 15 days later the first guy removes his Naziris, he was never an Uzzer. So the second guy can't be an Uzzer. Dr. Ash, Parach. Even the life of Mina Minay Midi, El Listni El Chad. Mishum Ditani, Seif and Bechzal Di Ikem Tzoy. Mishum Hakik Tani, Vani, Vani. Zakhtar Gemar, Zakhtar Rash, Shum Taimer Lai Listni El Chad. Just say one. Ube Seif and Listni, Hutra Echad, Hutra Beis. Don't say Achran. Just say the second guy. Hutra Beis, Loi Hutra Aleph. Why do you say Achran? Yeshlami, the Nugget Achran, the Medak, Achran, who the Lekka by the Achrina. The last guy has nobody dependent on him. Avalam Tsoid, Ikib Asrei Achrina, the middle guy, that there is somebody after him, Mishri Aisha Shachrav, the Chochad Bechar Beitav Mitzvah. The guy behind him does become Mutter. Number three becomes Mutter if number two is Mater Neder, because three hung on to two, not to one.
Well, why does the Mishnah say it openly? Why, isn't it a bigger Chiddush?
But the Mishnah is saying it openly if you watch now by saying Ani Vani and saying Achrein, it is saying it openly.
It's implied. It's not openly. It's implied that only the Achrein.
I don't know. I can't answer that question. I hear your question. I don't know. I don't know. That's a question for Rabbeinu HaKadosh, not for me. What? Nice part. I don't know. Good point. Kulon usually means more than one. Kulon mutaren. Unless you say Kulon means Rishon and Achron. Would you use the word Kulon for two? I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. Fine, we'll stop here. Everybody have a wonderful day.